from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear him down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yeah. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
A program for this Saturday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio, the South Point Studios, on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. You can hear us and see us right there, right here, right now, from the South Point Hotel Casino Complex in Las Vegas, on Las Vegas Boulevard. And of course, so we welcome you to the show, and we welcome all of you who are watching us on YouTube, by the way. You know, if you watch us on YouTube and you haven't, don't forget to subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button there on your computer or your phone, your cell phone, and it's free, and you can subscribe to the show as well. And, of course, we come to you on our other platforms that we have, simulcasting our show around the world. That includes here in Las Vegas, our home base radio station, in case you're zipping around early this morning on a beautiful, beautiful morning here in Las Vegas. At Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM as well. And, of course, we got you covered on your devices, your apps, your phone apps. You can get the KSHP app for your devices so you can hear us, and the YouTube app so you can hear and see us as well on the South Point Studio streaming network. And, of course, you can get that for your iPhones and your Androids. And anywhere you get your podcasting as well, we welcome you to the show. Well, it's kind of an interesting Saturday. Today's a Saturday without any racing in New York. But stand by, folks, because it's going to get really, really in the fast lane in New York next week when, of course, we go to Saratoga for the Belmont Stakes, Belmont Racing Festival. That'll happen coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 1 week from today, of course, the Belmont Stakes, and Sunday. But for today, no racing in New York, but we have plenty of racing around the country. A really neat card going on at Churchill Downs and, of course, Santa Anita as well. We'll get into all of that, plus your racing menu, of course. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. He's going to help us out, maybe take a look at a few of those nice races, stakes races at Churchill Downs. John Linda will be with us along with Rich Eng and Jerry Jackowitz and with Jerry selections there for Santa Anita. And, of course, looking ahead to the Belmont Stakes. Weather here in Las Vegas, right now outside, it is beautiful. The sun is shining, and it's getting a little warm. It's 82 degrees now at about, what is it, about 10 minutes after 7 a.m. Pacific time here. It's 82. We're going to get up to 103 by Thursday, and, of course, that is the opening of the four-day Belmont Racing Festival meet at Saratoga. By Thursday here, it's going to be 111 degrees, so you're going to want to be in the race book somewhere playing the races, that's for sure. On Thursday, but this is the type of weather we get now because, after all, look at your calendar. We turned the page. May is gone. We're starting halfway through the year. This is June 1st. And so we expect that here. And around the country, temperatures are getting to be pretty good as well. Miami 86, Tampa 94, New York City 85. How about Boston? 78 degrees. Chicago 70 with a little bit of rain going on there. Los Angeles, Southern California will be 71, so that'll be fine racing there at Santa Anita. Hot spot in the country today is Phoenix, Arizona, 105 degrees there. And as far as the weather is concerned around the country, you got a big swath of rain and all that rain and mixed weather going on right down the center of the Midwest. That includes Illinois, parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, et cetera, there. It goes right up through Wisconsin and the western side of the Great Lakes area. So that front is moving along and will go, obviously, the jet stream from west to east. But that's just about the way the weather is as far as that's concerned. What's the weather going to be like 1 week from today when we have the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga? Where's the weather vane there in Saratoga? Well, it's just as bad as it was yesterday. No really changes as far as the weather predictions coming up over next week. Opening day Thursday there, it'll be a 58% chance of showers with a high of 75. Friday, scattered thunderstorms, 58% chance of rain, high of 74. And, of course, that's Friday. That will be the Acorn Stakes, where just FYI, by the way, the juvenile filly champion of last year, she's returning to the races. She'll be going into the Acorn on Friday out at Saratoga. She might have to have her mud shoes on, so to speak. On Saturday, Belmont Stakes Day, 58% chance of rain again, showers, high 73. And, of course, closing day of the four-day meet on Sunday, showers with a 46% chance and the high of 73. So it looks like there's going to be showers hit and miss through the 4 days of the Belmont Festival of Racing with, of course, the Belmont Stakes and a whole bunch of other great stakes races. Here's the deal. All of those stakes races, they're going to be drawing early next week, but the Met Mile and the Belmont Stakes itself will be drawn on Monday. They're going to do the draw on Monday, and that's around noontime Eastern time. They're going to do it, the Belmont and the Met Mile draw on Monday. The rest of the races in those days and those stakes races will be drawn by then as well. So we'll have a good chance to see what's going on with those big races as we roll up to those 4 days next week. As far as today, like I said, Churchill Downs and Santa Anita have a lot of good stakes races going on. A couple of news items. First of all, I want to take a look at the Belmont probables right now because we do have one change, and Jonathan Hardoon's going to be with us a little bit later on to tell us about that. But here's the way it lines up right now before Monday's draw for the Belmont Stakes. This is, of course, what the probables are. Antiquarian, one of three Todd Pletcher trainees going in the race, won the Peter Pan in his last out. Doorknock, who finished 10th in the Kentucky Derby. Honor Marie, who was slammed hard at the start of the Kentucky Derby and finished 8th, an honorable, really, quite an amazing 8th after what he got slammed at the start. I mean, this horse was mugged at the starting gate there at Kentucky. Mind Frame, this is a winner of an allowance race at Churchill Downs, but a very talented horse, Mind Frame, for Todd Pletcher. Mystic Dan, of course, your Kentucky Derby winner and runner-up in the Preakness Stakes in the mud at Pimlico. You got Protective, that's another Todd Pletcher, promising three-year-old for Todd Pletcher. Protective ran third in the Peter Pan. Resilience is going in the Belmont Stakes for Bill Mott. Then you have the Preakness winner, Sees the Gray. You got Sierra Leone, who was second by a nose in the Kentucky Derby. The Wine Stewart, who was second in the Peter Pan. And a possibility that Torpedo Anna, the winner of the Kentucky Oaks, may be dropped into the Belmont as well by Kenny McPeak. We don't know, but he's on the fence about this one. And Tuscan Gold, another starter for Chad Brown. Chad Brown also has Sierra Leone in the race. So that's what it looks like right now for the Belmont Stakes coming up 1 week from today. All righty. Wanted to just mention there was a great story on the Daily Racing Form website yesterday. I read it about Russell Bayes. You remember Russell Bayes, who, by the way, is North America's winningest jockey of all time. And what he's doing now in retirement, etc. An amazing story about Russell Bayes, who is now retired and living in Arizona and hardly keeps up with the racing industry anymore. But there was a great article about him in today on the website at Daily Racing Form. And he, of course, was asked about the demise of Bay Meadows when he was riding there, and now Golden Gate, which will be closing coming up in a couple of days. Golden Gate will have its last races in a couple of days. All righty, Heise's at it again. Heise has given trainer Patricia Farrow, who is a Pennsylvania-bred, based trainer, a suspension of 4 years. 4 year suspension for Patricia Farrow. And she is the third trainer that's based out of Parks Racing that has got a suspension of quite a length. She got suspended because a couple of her horses were racing what they called, two horses were racing that they caught with cobalt salt. Now, I don't know much about that, but that's got to be very serious if Heise has given her 4 year suspension for that. So the Heise welfare unit gives that trainer 4 years on the bench. We'll wait and see if there's any repercussions off of that or any appeals for that. All right. Coming up, Jonathan Ardoon, John Lindo, Rich Eng, and Jerry J. And, of course, you got your racing menu coming up next. So we'll take our first break on this Saturday. Beautiful day in our neighborhood. Hope it's a beautiful day where you're at as well. It's always a great day if you can spend some time playing the races, and we'll try to do that for you as well. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on race day for this Saturday, and let's take a look at what happened last night, yesterday at Penn National. Remember, they had that big Penn Mile, the $400,000 race there. Six stakes races overall. They ran the Leafard as the third race on the card. The winner there was Stern Chaser, Paco Lopez, $9 even for Mike Matz. Then you had the with anticipation stakes, won by Fierce and Strong with Juan Hernandez, not the same as the one in Southern California, however. Another one. This horse went wire to wire in the mile and 16th turf race and paid $20 even for Michael Savaggio Jr. as the trainer there. And CRISPR, the horse that Jonathan Ardoon like, finished a fast closing second in that race. Then we had the Penn Oaks, the $150,000 Penn Oaks for three-year-old fillies at a mile on the turf. The winner there was Poolside with Slim in a fantastic finish with Frankie Dettori aboard. Poolside with Slim pays $560 as the favorite there. Rusty Arnold trained. Nice as Pie was second. And Pounce, another horse that Jonathan liked, finished third in that race. Then we had the 11th running of the $400,000 Grade 3 Penn Mile at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds. And in a driving three-horse photo finish, a dramatic three-horse photo finish, the winner, by a nose, was First World War with Frankie Dettori aboard for Brendan Walsh. $8.80 for the win there. Aspenite was a nose away in second. Big long shot there, who ran a hell of a race in this race. And finishing third was the favorite, Tricari. Tricari, of course, finished third in that race. Three noses on the wire in that one. Man, it was a driving finish. So Frankie Dettori won two of the biggest stakes races last night at Penn National. And I believe he's, I don't know where he's going next. He's either going back to Kentucky or maybe Southern California for some races there. Anyhow, to wrap it up, the Fabulous Strike Stakes won by Get Set, paying $620, and the Penn Ladies Dash won by New Hire. That was, of course, a horse that that race, Jonathan Ardoon said this horse towered over the rest. New Hire got there and paid $320 for that win there at Penn National yesterday. As far as Santa Anita was concerned, you got your highest-priced winner at Santa Anita yesterday, paid $15.80, and that was in the first race. A two-year-old filly running on the turf, five furlongs on turf, first turf race for two-year-olds in the nation. Luis Mendez trained Runnin' Rio, ran away from them with the Gonzalez aboard, paying $15.80, and that was the biggest price of the day. Steve Knapp had a winner. Peter Miller had a winner. Juan Hernandez had a win in the sixth race. It was Rich Eng's selection on the show, Malibu Coast, paying $3.40. And that was Juan Hernandez, by the way, second win of the day. Edwin Maldonado had a couple of wins as well, with the winner in the last race, that last race winner, Isaac Court, and that was the winner there. In that race, we had a Blonde Bombshell pulled up, and there was a disqualification as a result as well, but it didn't affect the winner. It affected second, third, and fourth place finishers there at Santa Anita yesterday. And as far as Churchill Downs, Francisco Arrieta had a couple of wins. Second winner paid $17.80. Sherry DeVoe had a nice win with the sixth race at $5.78. Jonathan Ardoon's horse finished third in that one. Brad Cox checked in with a winner with Ever So Mischievous at $3.22. And trainer Mike Maker had a couple of winners yesterday. His second win came with What Say Thee, which was also Luis Saez's second winner at $8.36. And Jose Ortiz had a couple of winners yesterday as well. So Arrieta, Saez, and Ortiz had two wins apiece yesterday at Churchill Downs. All right, time to get started with your racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. I want to remind you the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas, not a problem. These will be the first post times that roll out in our racebooks today here at the South Point. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here then is the menu for today. First post times are in the Pacific time zone start times. All right, we begin with Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has quarter horses, 12 quarter horse races today, and there'll be five trials for three-year-olds at 400 yards in those quarter horses and a couple of nice stakes races besides that as well. It all starts at Horseshoe Indianapolis at 7:45. So we're looking, coming up there, they'll be racing there before the show is over. 7:45 is their first post, Horseshoe Indianapolis. All right, Belterra Park is next. They have eight races. Their first post time is 9:15 at Belterra. Laurel Park back at Laurel after a little stint there at Pimlico. Laurel Park has a small pick six jackpot carryover, $961. Their first post time at Laurel Park today for 10 races is at 9:25. Delaware Park is next. They have 8 races. Their first post time is at 9:30. And we got Churchill Downs. A nice, great racing card really today at Churchill Downs. Full fields, competitive races. 11 races at Churchill Downs today. 6 stakes races, all with a purse value of $275,000. It begins with the Arlington Stakes, 6th race on the card. Then you have the Aristides Stakes in the 7th race at 6 furlongs. This race features Skelly, who is going for his 10th win out of 15 career starts. This horse has been in the money first or second 14 times. Skelly will be the favorite in the Aristides 7th race on the card. 8th race will be the Shawnee Stakes, fillies and mares 4-year-olds and up. The 9th race will be the Regret for 3-year-old fillies at a mile and 1/8 on the turf, if they stay on the turf. The 10th race will be the Blame Stakes. That's at a mile and 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up. Blame, the only horse ever beat Zenyatta. Blame in the Breeders' Cup Classic that year. And, of course, the 11th race, the Audubon Stakes at a mile and 1/8 on turf for 3-year-olds. 6 stakes races at Churchill. First post time is 9:45. They got a pick six jackpot carryover, $89,228. And again, first post time is at 9:45. Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey has a pick six jackpot carryover, $64,029. Today's feature race is the $100,000 Joyzy Derby at a mile on the turf for 3-year-olds. That's the 11th race on the card. 9 go to the post before scratches. Move to Gold is the 2-1 favorite in that one. 12 races at Monmouth. First post time is at 9:50. 9:50 at Monmouth. Gulfstream Park has a Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $280,576. 11 races. Feature races, the $95,000 Game Face Stakes for 3-year-old fillies at 6 furlongs. 7-5 there, favorite there is Holland Ice. That's the 10th race on the 11 race card. First post time, 9:55 at Gulfstream. Then we go north of the border to Woodbine Racecourse. Woodbine Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carryover, $25,316, and a super high five jackpot carryover of $138,210. 10 races, 4 stakes races at Woodbine. The Jacques Cartier is the 5th race on the card, 6 furlongs for 4-year-olds and up. Favoritism will be between Candy Overload and Flag of Honor. And then you go to the Belle Mahone Stakes. That's the 7th on the card for fillies and mares at a mile and 16th. This race sees a field of 10. Wide open event at that. Solo Albums 3-1 on the morning line. Then you have the 8th race, the Royal North Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up. 10 before scratches, 2-1 favorite there is Play the Music. And then the 9th race is the Eclipse Stakes for a mile and 16th for 4-year-olds and up. And in this race, you have 8 before scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Get Smokin'. 10 races at Woodbine. First post time is at 10:10. 10:10 at Woodbine. Hawthorne Racecourse has 8 races. Hawthorne Racecourse, first post time is at 12:30. 12:30 at Hawthorne Racecourse today. Then you have Santa Anita. Santa Anita has 9 races. A couple of nice stakes races at Santa Anita. Short fields, though. The 6th race is the Triple Bend Stakes at 7 furlongs for 4-year-olds and up. This grade 2 sees just 4 horses in this race. Favoritism will be between Big City Lights, Dr. Veckman, and Tahoe Sunrise, and Happy Jack. All of them are competitive in this Triple Bend. Right after that, the 7th race is the Honeymoon Stakes at a mile and 1/8 on the turf for 3-year-old fillies, and this sees a field of 7. And in this race, the morning line favorite Lukewarm there is Faith Understood with Mike Smith aboard. First post time at Santa Anita for their 9 races today is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Golden Gate, with just days left before they hit the wrecking ball at Golden Gate. Golden Gate has a first post time for 8 races today at 1:15. They have a super high 5 carryover there, $11,355. That's their carryover in super high 5. That's a regular super high 5. It is not a jackpot either. And their pick 6 jackpot carryover, $17,416. First post time, Golden Gate, 1:15. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Emerald Downs has a first post time of at 1:30. 1:30 at Emerald Downs. And then next comes Canterbury Park. Canterbury Park has 8 races. Their first post time is 3:10. Evangeline Downs has 10 races. It's Louisiana Legends Night Racing at Evangeline Downs, where they feature the Louisiana Breds. There are will be 6 stakes races at $100,000 apiece. The Mademoiselle goes as the 5th. The Cheval goes as the 6th. The Turf Distaff goes as the 7th. The Soiree goes as the 8th. The Turf will be the 9th, and the Sprint will be the 10th. Evangeline Downs tonight, 6 stakes races for Louisiana Breds and a first post time at 3:30 tonight at Evangeline Downs. Prairie Meadows has 8 races. They have a pick 5 jackpot carryover. $48,283 first post time for 8 races, 4 p.m. Charlestown, pick 6 jackpot carryover there. $22,152, 8 races, first post time, 4 p.m. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos this evening. For the first post time of 6:05, features 9 races, 1 thoroughbred, 4 mixed breed, 4 quarter horses. And again, first post time at Los Alamitos is at 6:05. That's your racing menu for today. Now we go to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. By the way, Frankie Dettori will ride 7 races today at Monmouth Park. He had 2 wins last night at Penn National. I wonder if that was the first time he ever rode at Penn National. Certainly could be, and he won 2 races.
Well, I can tell you
today,
this.
Today, 7 at Monmouth.
He figured out that racetrack real quick, didn't he?
Yeah, it doesn't take him long.
You know, and that's not a far travel then. It's just from one state to another. This guy's been going across the world, across the country, so I'm sure he didn't have to take a plane. He probably just drove. Maybe he took a plane. Who knows? But, he'll be in Monmouth, right? He's riding in the Jersey Derby today. But it might be the first time he ever rode in Monmouth, too. Don't know.
Yeah, he's hitting new racetracks in his farewell tour, which has been going on for a while now.
I don't think it's farewell I don't think it's a farewell. No. I think it's a here we are again tour.
Exactly.
Well, what do you think about that big 4-year suspension for another trainer down there in Pennsylvania?
Here's another trainer that's been in the game for 30 years. I don't think she has any, no serious violations, that's for sure. And another guy had the same thing. He got 1.5 years. I don't know. I mean, I guess she had 2 positives, so they made hers 4, and someone else got 1.5 years.
All right. Tell me what this cobalt salt is all about.
I have no idea what
it
is.
I mean, I heard the other suspended drugs, but cobalt salt. I don't know what that does for any horses. You know,
maybe don't think that's for diabetes. I don't think that's for diabetes. Yeah. Like the metformin is. Yeah. This is a new one. So
we got smart listeners out there. Somebody might either email you or me of what the effects of cobalt salt is. So deep that they're giving this gal 4 years for it.
And I'm interested to know, did the horse win with the cobalt salt, or does it matter?
All right, so what are we going to do about Saratoga? Now, we've all been waiting for this great 4-day meet stacked with a whole bunch of stakes races. You know, remember, folks, it's not only the Belmont Stakes. You got the Met Mile, you got the Acorn, you got all these great races coming up at Saratoga. And Mother Nature's going to rain on their parade?
We said it from the beginning, Ralph. The biggest concern was the weather. The weather was going to be the key. You know, again, it's a beautiful day there today. And when they say possible showers, you know, unless you live in Saratoga or have been here, you have no idea what that means. But it could be raining on one side of the street, and across the street, it's not raining. That's how crazy the weather is here. So just because they're calling for showers, it may miss the track. I mean, there are plenty of times it's raining at my house, which is 2 miles away from the track, and it didn't rain there and vice versa.
Oh, fantastic. Let's hope it's spotted. Let's say it's a Swiss cheese-like
really
raining. Yeah, there are pockets, big
exactly.
Holes there. So we'll wait and see about that because, a lot of people are getting excited about this 4-day meet. Not only that, but you got the New York race players that are, they got to be jonesing today because, even the regular players, and now you got the weekend
players.
They're
climbing the walls, Ralph.
Yeah, they can't.
They're climbing the walls.
Well, maybe they could take a look at Churchill Downs. I think that's what we'll do, if you don't mind. We're going to take a look quickly at Churchill Downs, see what the races are there. And, of course, at Churchill, I'll get my sheet here. At Churchill Downs, there are six stakes races. And we'll pick out just a few of them, not all six of them. But the Aristides is the seventh race on the card, named after, I guess, the first Kentucky Derby winner in its history. But in this race, Skelly, the Steve Asmussen-trained Ricardo Santana, will re-ride at 4-5 on the morning line. But this one is an absolute, I mean, I can't wait for this horse and the Chosen Vron.
This is the Midwest version of the Chosen Vron.
That's what I'm saying. I can't wait until these guys get together for the Breeders' Cup Sprint.
Shootout.
Yeah.
That would be great.
But anyhow, I mean, this horse has got 10 wins already out of 15 starts, and he looks like he's going to, you know, for all intents and purposes, he's just going to get the job done again today.
Yeah, I mean, he lays over the field. If you like 2-5 shots, well, that's a horse for you.
Well, wait a minute. Well, let's see if we can make a chicken soup out of chicken feathers. What about, can we punch an exacta in this race?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Bourbon Heist, who's 10-1, or Tejano Twist, who just ran horrible last time out. But that was 7 furlongs. But it now is a race over the track. It cuts back to 6. I mean, either one of those horses could certainly complete the exacta.
All right. So
3-1-6.
All right. So we'll go 3-1-6 just to get our... You kind of put in a shallow end.
To turn a 2-5 into a possible 4-1.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Let's try to do that. The Shawnee Stakes at 1/16 for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, is the 8th race on the card. This is a little bit more competitive by virtue of just the morning line. You've got Zira at 2-1. You got Skilla at 5-2. You got Wet Paint, which is a horse that we remember as a 3-year-old in the 3-year-old pitcher last year, Flavian Prado board. How do we see this thing?
Well, this is an interesting race because, in my opinion, the favorites are vulnerable here. Zagara, who came back last time, and she ran horrible, but that race was on an off track, so maybe you could draw a line through it. Her races last year, obviously good enough to get the job done here. But again, she just ran so bad in her return. She got beat 40 lengths.
Uh-huh.
And the second choice in the race, Skilla's coming off of a huge top last time out, and she figures to react. She may not put in an effort. The horse I was interested in is somewhat of a price there in Ballamore.
Mm-hmm.
This is a 6-year-old mare from the Steve Asmussen barn. This horse gets a major rider switch today. Take nothing away from Keith Asmussen, but you're getting Tyler Gaffleone. You're getting 8-1, and that's the horse that I'll be playing there if she's really a price.
All right, so we got a little meat on the bones there. Number 5, Bellamore, in the 8th race, 8-1 on the morning line. And then we go to the 9th race, which is the Regret Stakes for 3-year-old fillies at 1 1/8 on the turf. I think this was she not the first filly to ever win the Kentucky Derby? Is that it? A Regret?
I think you're right.
All right, so anyhow, but that the Derby wasn't on the turf. This race is. And you got 10 before any scratches. And the morning line favorite there is Buchu with Martin Garcia.
Yeah, I don't like the race, Ralph. Buchu is a little better. You know, she's a marginal favorite, and, you know, she can win, but she's the most likely winner in the race, but I don't really want to play her at a short price. I don't like the race, to be honest with you.
Okay, so we'll do a little pass on that. Buchu, of course, well, let's not take the favorite. I mean, you got Laurent Garreau riding Way to Be Marie. You got Dancing Dixie with Jose Ortiz. You know, Flavian Pratt's on a nice 8-1 shot, Sassy Princess. I think I might wind up trying to jump on that horse a little bit at a price.
Why not? You can't go wrong.
Okay. And then the 10th race is the Blame Stakes at 1 1/8 for 4-year-olds and up. If we all remember in horse racing, it was one of those moments when they ran the Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs, and it was the last race for Zenyatta's career.
Zenyatta.
And Blame beat Zenyatta in a dramatic finish, almost in the dark there at Churchill Downs, and that's what this this race is named after, that winner, Blame. A field of 11, and the favorite in that race at 5-2 is Highland Falls with Florent Garreau, but it looks like a good competitive race. Tappet Trice is also in there with Flavian Prout at 3-1.
Yeah, very evenly matched group of horses. I would demand somewhat of a price here because the favorites, in my opinion, are just as good as the price horses. I like the number 9 horse in here, Cagliostro, I guess is the way to pronounce it.
Yeah,
Sherry DeVoe having a terrific year. Jose Ortiz, 6-1. I think this horse is going to be tough in here.
All right, so we'll put the 9 horse, Cagliostro, in the race. at 6-1 with a couple of other horses there and try to make that gimmick happen. Finally, the Audubon is the 11th and final mile and an eighth on the turf for three-year-olds. And in this race, and another wide-open event as far as the morning line is concerned, Cugino is the 7-2 lukewarm morning line favorite with Flavian Pratt. Is it that wide open?
It is that wide open, but I like the number three horse in here, Cameo Performance, a three-year-old colt from the Brendan Walsh barn. One start in this country, this horse ran very well that day. You know, they're listed at 6-1 on the morning line, jumping up and putting this horse straight in a stake race coming out of a maiden win. So obviously the barn is high on this horse, and I think this horse has a lot of talent. I like number three, Cameo Performance, to upset and win the 11th.
All right, we went over five of the six stakes races at Churchill. You have a full sheet available there. They can get the rest of what you like. By the way, the earlier races seem to be races that are big fields and could produce some nice prices, so make sure you get Jonathan's selections there at his website. And now we'll take your official picks and let you go.
Let's go to Churchill and stay at Churchill, and look at the third race today. And the number two horse in here, Just Basking, a three-year-old filly from the Ian Wilkes barn. His son-in-law, Chris Londeros, rides. This horse is listed at 5-1 in the morning line. Three career starts, each race better than the previous one. I like number two, Just Basking, to upset and win today's third race out of Churchill Downs.
All right, Mr. Landeros aboard the two, Just Basking. How about just getting into the winner's circle and put some basking dollars in our pocket? Third race, the two horse at Churchill Downs. And I would imagine, where's next, San Anita?
No, we're going to Gulfstream.
Oh,
look,
okay.
At the ninth and final today at Gulfstream. They have that big carryover in their jackpot pick six. And their final race of the day, race number nine. Uh-huh. I love the number 10 horse in here. This runs for you. Four-year-old gelding was claimed out of his last start by trainer Jose D'Angelo. He freshened this horse up, draws a good outside box going 7 furlongs. Miguel Perez of Vasquez aboard to ride 7-2 on the morning line. Number 10, This Runs For You, wins today's ninth and final.
Well, it's the ninth race, but not the final. There are 11 races today at Gulfstream.
Well.
So, but that might be the final race for us, though. So
it may be my final
race.
Yeah,
right. In any case, the ninth race at Gulfstream, the 10 horse, This Runs For You. And we want to thank you so much for going over some of the great races around the country today. And Jonathan has, you got four sheets, right, Jonathan?
Yeah, I think so.
You Gulfstream. Think so. You got Churchill, Gulfstream,
San
Anita. I thought
the 11th, so yeah. I'm running on fumes here.
I think that's right. You don't have New York, so there's only three, I guess. It'll be Gulfstream, yeah. Churchill, and San Anita. That's what you got. Just go to your website, right?
Thanks, Ralph. JONHARDOON.com.
Okay. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jonathan. All right.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay, we're going to go to our break. We'll be right back. Rich Eng is standing by. And don't forget, John Leno and Jerry J yet to come.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB port to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
everybody. Back on the Race Day Las Vegas radio program, getting ready for another day of great racing around the country, really. You know, you don't have to have those big stakes races on these days, but when you get a mix of big fields, competitive fields, and big stakes races, it always is a fun day at the races. Now let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, we're waiting, of course, for the wrap-up of the NBA and the National Hockey League seasons. Their championship games are very much close to the end here. And then, of course, we got the baseball season through the hot summertime. And then, of course, always looking ahead to football and preseason there as well. And, of course, a lot of great horse racing over the summertime. This is the time of the year when we get a lot of racetracks that are running, including a lot of the fair tracks as well. So it's a lot of fun to play the races this time of the year. And it ain't too far off until we get, you know, that spa-to-spa, coast-to-coast stuff going on between Saratoga and Del Mar during their seasons, when we have breakfast, lunch, and dinner playing the races, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, one thing about living in Vegas, Ralph, as you well know, the temperatures are going to be triple digits for the next few months, and there's nothing more comfortable than sitting in an air-conditioned racing sports book and playing all the sports and all the games that you just talked about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, that's for sure. You have a sheet, of course, today for Santa Anita because you cover Southern California racing at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Just go there and get Richie's selections for today at Santa Anita. And another winner Richie gave us yesterday, although it wasn't obviously, it was at Santa Anita, but you're on a streak again. I think you started, you missed a day, and now you're on another streak, right?
Yeah, I had five winners last week. Yep. I got two winners this week with two more days to go, and
yeah.
I'll see if we can get the number up to four. That would make it nine winners in 2 weeks. So let's see if we can get it done, Ralph.
Nine is the number that we're shooting for, that's for sure, Richie. And, of course, you'll be doing a full Belmont Day sheet of your analysis, your extensive analysis as well for the Belmont Stakes coming up next Saturday, right?
Yeah, and I heard you say the draw is going to be Monday for a lot of those races. So I'll start working on Monday night on the report for Brisnet.com. And knock on wood, I might get done Tuesday night, no later than Wednesday early. I should have the report ready at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website.
All right, you got it. We'll have we'll have a few days to mull over that, that's for sure. Although there have been a few defections for the Belmont Stakes, it's still coming up a very strong race, I think, that's for sure. Today at Santa Anita, we got nine races. The two stakes races with added money and graded a grade two and grade three came up real light. The Triple Bend, four, and the Honeymoon, just seven horses in the race. But the Triple Bend looks like there's going to be a more of a chess game between jockeys than it is actually a race, I think.
It's a pretty evenly matched field,
yeah.
And you know, the horse that's missing is the Chosen Rod, who, quite frankly, last week got a paid workout in a Calbred Stakes race, just had no sweat at all. But these four horses in the Triple Bend are pretty evenly matched, Ralph. So you're right; it's going to be a chess match out there.
And the one of the favorites there, the 8-5 actual morning line favorite, Big City Lights, defected from the race with Chosen Vron last week because they thought this spot would be easier. So we'll wait and see about that. What's your selection for today?
Well, I'm going to go to the other stakes race. Race 7 is the Honeymoon,
mm-hmm.
9 furlongs on the grass. And it's, to me, Ralph, is actually one of the most difficult races on the card. So I've got a knock against the favorite, the 3, Faith Understood. This horse actually ran at Aqueduct last time, and the filly that beat her, Sweet Rebecca, is from Chad Brown. And the next time that she ran, she was a 3-5 favorite, ran off the board.
Mm-hmm.
So I consider that a negative for Faith Understood. Okay. Horse I'm going to go with is the number 5, Circle of Trust. This horse, a dead leg closer, I think will get enough pace to close strongly under Antonio Fresu. And it's that man, Philip D'Amato, on the grass, Ralph. You know how dangerous he is.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go with number 5, Circle of Trust, 7-2, race 7, Santa Anita.
The Honeymoon Stakes on the turf, 7th race. You like the 5, Circle of Trust. Let's circle it a winner. in the seventh race, the five at Santa Anita. And, of course, on a streak, Richie is. Make sure you get his sheet for the rest of the races right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. And, Richie, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
All right. When we come back, our closing act, you know what it is. It's John and Jerry, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Saturday. Now we go out to John Lendo standing by. Before we get to John, though, I do want to make one mention that here at the South Point, in our race book here at the South Point, they are now offering Australian racing. Now it's later on in the day, it goes into the night. Of course, you got Los Alamitos at night as well here, but they have five different Australian racetracks coming in the evenings here at the South Point that you can play. So the Aussie racing is living strong here at the South Point in the race book, and you might want to try that out maybe after dinner a little bit, that's for sure. All right, John Lendo, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Did you happen to read that column in the on the Daily Racing Forum by Steve Anderson about Russell Bays and what he's doing nowadays?
Yeah, living in Arizona now and, yeah, and doesn't go to the races very much. He used to be one of my neighbors when I lived up in Glendora near Santa Anita when he was racing down here on his license plate on his car, Russell the Muscle.
Yeah, that's, I tell you what, he was sure a great rider. And he talked about the different racetracks that he rode in Northern California, some of the ones that he thought were the safest ones, that's for sure. It's a nice read, so make sure you get to the Racing Forum website and read that. It's Bays watches another of his old stomping grounds disappear. That's the name of the article, and of course talking about the ending of Golden Gate coming up next week. Well, we got nine races today at Santa Anita, light a little bit in the stakes races.
Yeah, only four in the Triple Bennett. It's an evenly matched field, though. I think all four have a shot, and like Rich Ang just said, the Honeymoon Stakes pretty wide open. Interesting that Faith Understood, number three. Mm-hmm. She was entered today at Churchill Downs, and they enter before Santa Anita. And when she drew the outside post in the Regret, the connections called an audible and shipped her to California. So she scratched off the Churchill Downs card today to run at Santa Anita.
Well, we know for sure that she's going to find less competitors to deal with at Santa Anita than she would have at Churchill Downs, that's for sure. Also, the Triple Bend four-horse race, like as you say, and it's competitive, and Big City Lights, I guess, had defected from taking on to Chosen Ron for this spot.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting when you duck a cowbred race to go into graded stakes to trying to find an easier spot, but that's apparently what they're trying to do, and he looks like he might be the speed of the race. You've got four horses in here, and they're all kind of stalking horses, so Big City Lights on the outside may just have to go to the front and try and take them wire to wire.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a chess game, that's for sure, amongst the jockeys. And there's going to be a shuffling of announcers next week. I understand Frank Miramati, who is the announcer at Santa Anita, and also the announcer during the Saratoga regular meet. He's going to go up to Saratoga to call those four race days in the racing festival up there. And in the meantime, we got an announcer from years ago who's going to take the mic at Santa Anita.
Yeah, Alan Buchdahl, who used to call Hollywood Park. Yeah. He's been the backup guy for a number of years for Trevor Denman and some of the Dave Johnson even way back when.
Yeah,
you know, he's still around and doing different things at Santa Anita. And when Frank got the call to go out to Saratoga for the Belmont Stakes, Santa Anita called in Alan Buchdahl. So it's a familiar voice. You'll hear him next week, next Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Santa Anita.
But for today, we still got Frank, and we got John Lindo's Lindo Report right now here at the South Point, free of charge in the South Point Racebook. covering all the races, a suggested late pick four, and all the goody information at the bottom. One comprehensive sheet, only in one place here in Las Vegas that you can get it, and it's free of charge, complimentary, right here at the South Point Racebook, because they love horse players here. A selection, John.
Let's go to race number four, Santa Anita. In the fourth race today, number six, Man Overboard, is two sprints on dirt. He's won them both. He gets back to sprinting on dirt today. Slight class drop and a good outside post. I think he gets a really nice stocking trip. 4-1 on the program. This is what this horse wants to do. Number six, Man Overboard, race four, Santa Anita.
All right. Fourth race at Santa Anita, number six, Man Overboard. The six and the fourth is John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. Gives us a singleton in the early pick four and early pick five. And I guess that's the start of the pick six as well, isn't it? All right.
Yes, so, it is. Yes.
It's a pivotal race, that's for sure, for those race over race pools. So on the fourth race, you like the six. The rest right here at the South Point, the Lindo Report, that's for sure. John, we will talk to you tomorrow. And we'll talk to you early tomorrow, by the way. We're going to get you in earlier.
Yeah, I've got to do some work up in the studio in Anaheim. So, yeah, we'll talk. I'll talk to you from the studio in Anaheim tomorrow.
All right. You got it, my man. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
Okay, we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by now in his nice office at his domicile. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, what you got? You're kind of taking it a little easy here with only one track to do for a while, huh? But you're going to gear it up.
Yeah, you're it's gonna a vacation for me, but that's good. I could use it.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, yesterday, John gave out Quantum Energy in the eighth, and I told you we had a Star Horse and a V Horse in the race. And as it happens, the Star Horse was Issa Court, was also a pop out key and top rated on my Power Page Plus.
Yeah.
And the two of them actually came in first and third. My horse won and paid 11 something. And John's horse, and this is a really good example of putting plays together. If you were a John fan, John's horse would have been maybe the key horse, and you'd have added mine in.
Right.
Or if in my case, we would have been using Issa Court, my people, and we would have been adding in John's horse. What do you know? They came in first and third, put up, and you know, there was a nice trifecta, sensational superfecta.
Yeah, and there was
there
was an inquiry.
$42. So I'm just saying that's putting it together is really what it's all about.
Yeah, and there was an inquiry in that race to disqualify the horse who finished second but was disqualified out of the money for a big interference. So you got it done that way too.
It doesn't really matter when
that's
they
right.
You up, you winner, and when they take you down, you're a loser.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. That's for sure. All right, so what are we doing today at Santa Anita?
Okay, and just a comment. I have a V horse in the fourth race at Santa Anita as well today, so that you can put that with John's horse. I got two plays for you. Let's go to the second race for our first play. Tempo, the one horse from Steve Knapp. This is horse is getting starting to get a regular schedule, and it's coming back in about a month, which is kind of close for him. That's nice. Some of the conditioning from the previous races will stick with him today. I like him an awful lot at 3-1 in the second race. I'll make a good win bet here. If I go to exotics, I'll add the 1 over the 2-3-4 and reverse 2-3-4 over the 1. But I would press up 1-2 and 1-4.
All right, short field, 1 over 2-3-4 in reverse. But the key there is the one horse, the win bet on 1 Tembo in the second race and the other.
We'll go to the seventh race, Ralph. Faith Understood ships from east to west. Nice race at Aqueduct. Fantastic finish. Beaten by a really nice horse in Sweet Rebecca. I think she lays over this field 5-2. I'll take 3-2 here. I'll take the 3 over the 2, 5, 6, and 7. What I love here is there's a lot of value in the underneath. So I'm going to press up 3-2 and 3-7. Do my reverses just to break even. I'm all about the 3 in race number 7.
Okay, 3 over 2, 5, 6, 7, and reverse. Rich Ang comes in the race with the 5 Circle of Trust. So at the end of the show, we get a Sirocco play in the 7th race at Santa Anita. The Sirocco play is the box of 3-5 and, of course, 5-3. And your play is the 3 over 2, 5, 6, 7 in the 7th race there. Power Pages.
And I'm pressing up 3-2 and 3-7.
There you go. And, of course, the Power Pages are available at jerryjspowerpage.com. We wrap up this show with one more thing that Jerry's going to say, and he's going to say it right now.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Mornings on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.